afternoon.
各位下午好。
This afternoon's message is the third in the series on basics in living the Christian life.
今天下午我们讲到是关于我们作为基督徒生活的第三讲。
There are certain practices in the Christian life that are at the core of being a good follower of Jesus.
在我们基督徒的生活当中有一些行为是我们作为所有好的基督徒来说是所必须拥有的。
We can know much.
我们可以学很多。
But we need to put it into practice.
但是呢，我们一定要把它行出来。
Until we do what God says, we do not really know it in the biblical sense.
只有我们去做神所叫我们去做的，我们这样才能够真正理解他的意思。
When we come to God through Jesus Christ, we have a new relationship to God.
当我们通过耶稣来到神的面前，那我们就是跟神建立一种新的关系。
John 1 verse 12 says that as many as receive Jesus, they become children of God.
在约翰福音一章十二节中这样写道，凡接受他的，就是信他名的人，成为神的儿女。
As children of God, we should want to draw near to our heavenly Father.
所以说，作为神的子女来说，我们应该靠近天上的父。
And he wants us to draw near to him.
同样的，父也叫我们要靠近他。
But a holy God wants us to leave sin behind us.
但是，圣洁的神不仅要我们靠近他，还要我们远离罪。
James wrote, "Come near to God, and He will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded."
在雅各书四章八节中这样写道：你们应当亲近神，神就亲近你们。罪人啊，要洁净你们的手。三心二意的人呢，要清洁你们的心。
The Apostle Paul explains this in Romans chapter 6.
保罗先知保罗也在罗马书第六章中这样写道。
When we came to God by faith in Jesus, we were placed in Jesus.
当我们通过相信耶稣来到神面前，我们就是归入基督耶稣的人了。
His death on the cross for our sin was also our death to sin.
耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上，就是为我们罪而死的。
Paul says that we are to consider ourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
保罗说，你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里看，却看自己是活的。
We recognize, however, that we still do sin.
但是我们确切知道，我们还是不停在犯罪。
We struggle with sin.
我们一直在跟罪在做挣扎。
Paul admitted this in his own life.
保罗也自己承认，在他自己的生命当中，他也经常会犯罪。
He describes that problem in Romans chapter 7.
保罗在罗马书第七章中也写到过。
This afternoon, I would like to present and answer two practical questions related to this.
今天下午呢 ，David 牧师就是要来探讨一下关于罪的这个两个非常实际的问题。
The first question faces a reality which we all need to admit.
第一个问题就是说有关于非常现实的问题。
We sin.
那就是我们犯罪。
What do we do when we have sinned?
但是呢，当我们犯罪以后呢，我们应该如何去做呢？
The true believer will have turned away from sin.
真正的信徒呢，当然他会远离罪。
The true believer has been declared righteous in Jesus Christ.
真正的信徒已经在耶稣里已经称义了。
But we still sin.
但是我们还是在犯罪。
The more we mature in Christ, the more we will notice the sin in our lives.
我们的属灵的生命越来越成熟，我们也会更多的觉察到在我们生命当中的罪行。
Jesus gave a picture of God's provision for His children when they sin.
在圣经中，耶稣给我们描述神给他子女们的一种启示，就是当他们犯罪时，他们应该怎么做。
It says in John's Gospel, chapter 13, that Jesus, during the meal before His crucifixion, got up and washed the feet of His disciples.
就是在约翰福音中十三章中写到，耶稣被出卖在出卖以前，在晚饭的时候，耶稣给门徒们洗脚。
Jesus was giving an illustration.
在这，耶稣只是给出一个类比。
He explains it in verses 10 and 11.
他在第十到十一节中这样解释。
A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet, His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you.
凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。
He knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean.
因为耶稣已经知道谁要卖他是谁，所以说你们不都是干净的。
They would all have been familiar with the need to wash feet.
所以说对他们来说，他们都知道应该为什么要洗脚。
A person would walk the dusty roads in sandals and get dirty feet.
当一个人在马路上脏的路上行走的时候，他的脚会变弄脏掉。
They didn't need to take a bath again, just wash their feet.
为了他们不需要洗澡，只是要洗脚就可以，就这样他们就变得干净了。
So also God has washed or bathed the true believer in the new birth.
所以说神通过洗礼把新的生命赐给信徒。
But as we go through life, we sin.
但是当我们在我们生命当中生活的时候，我们还是会犯罪。
Figuratively speaking, our feet get dirty.
就是说就是说我们的脚做个比喻上，换个比方说，就是说我们脚变得脏了。
Jesus forgives us and cleanses us from those sins as well.
耶稣原谅我们，并且洗净了我们的罪。
Jesus cares for all our past sins and all our present and future sins.
耶稣一直在关注我们以前的罪、现在罪以及将来的罪。
Our forgiveness starts with God, continues with God, and is completed by God.
从开始直到最后，是神一直在饶恕着我，饶恕我们的罪。
We can never earn forgiveness for sin.
作为我们自己永远是不能做到来自己赎自己的罪。
God in Jesus freely gives us forgiveness.
只有耶稣才可以轻易的接近我们所犯的罪。
So what then do we do when we, as children of God, sin?
所以说，作为我们神的子女来说，当我们犯罪的时候，我们应该做什么呢？
We go to Jesus and get our feet clean.
那就是像来到耶稣面前，让他洗净我们的脚。
We ask Jesus to forgive us and cleanse us from sin.
我们祈求耶稣让他原谅和洁净我们的罪。
We get spiritual cleansing from those daily sins.
我们日常罪也得到饶恕，我们的灵敏就圣洁了。
John also wrote this in his first letter.
约翰也在一书中这样写道。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，上帝是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洁净我们一切的不义。
We tell God what we have done.
那就是我们要告诉神我们做了什么。
We agree with him that it was wrong.
我们也跟神说我们所做的是错误的。
This is the basic idea of confessing.
这就是所谓的认罪。
It is acknowledging and agreeing about something.
认罪也就是关于承认并且同意你所做的一些事情。
We acknowledge that we have sinned and agree with God that it was wrong.
那就是我们认识到我们所犯罪并且与神一致，我们是错的。
John explains it further.
保罗进一步做解释。
Because Jesus died for us, he is ready to stand up for us.
因为耶稣为我们死了，所以说他时刻会保护我们。
Jesus speaks in our defense when we sin.
当我们犯罪的时候，耶稣会为我们说话。
His blood cleanses us from all sin.
他用他的血洁净了我们的罪。
As we acknowledge our sin and agree that it is wrong, we demonstrate that we know God and are His children.
当我们承认我们罪，并且我们认识这是错的，我们就认。这就是表明我们认识神，我们是神的子民。
God wants us as His children to confess our sins.
神也要求我们做神他的孩子来认罪。
He then is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
因为神是信实的，是公义的，他会原谅我们罪，并且把所有的不义从我们身上都去除。
The picture of Jesus washing the disciples' feet.Also reminds us that our sin does not remove us from the family of God.
耶稣给门徒洗脚这个故事呢，也可以给我们提醒我们罪也不会把我们从神的家里面被赶出去。
Those who are bathed do not need to bathe again.
那些受过洗礼的人也不用再次受洗了。
It is sufficient to wash the dirty feet to deal with the daily sins.
经常洗你的脚也已经足够可以洁净你的罪了。
Sin displeases God.
罪不会荣耀你的神。
But it does not kick us out of the family because of that.
但是呢，罪也不会使我们从神的家中被驱逐出去。
In Romans 6, it says that the child of God died with Christ and thereby died to sin.
在罗马书六章中这样写道，神的子民与耶稣同钉十字架，使罪生灭绝。
God has given us eternal life in Christ.
神已经给我们在耶稣里面的永生。
The wages of sin have been paid.
罪的代价已经付出了。
Sin does not rob us of God's life nor withdraw our citizenship from God's kingdom.
罪不仅不会夺取我们属神的生命，而且它也不会注销我们在神国度里的公民的身份。
What do we do when we realize that we have sinned?
当我们认识到我们犯罪了，我们应该做什么呢？
We confess it to God.
那就是向神认罪。
We thank him for the forgiveness which we have in Christ.
我们要感谢神，因为耶稣给我们因为耶稣为我们预备了救恩。
And in keeping with true repentance, we strive to stop sin.
要在悔改同时，我们要努力做到不要再犯罪。
And that brings us to the next very practical question.
那接下去我们就要来回答第二个问题。
What do we do in order to stop sin?
我们应该做什么，这样我们不至于犯罪。
First, there's good news for the child of God.
第一点就是说，在对神的子民来说，那就是福音。
God is at work in this area as well.
神一直在做工。
He does not leave us alone to battle against sin.
他没有让我们一个人留，他没有扔下我们，让我们来自己来处理罪。
God gives His Spirit to those who come to Him through Christ.
神把圣灵赐给每一个人，被耶稣拯救的信徒。
The Spirit of God works in every child of God.
因为神的圣灵在每个人每个信徒当中工作。
God by His Spirit convicts of sin and strengthens to stand against sin.
神通过圣灵来加固信徒们信心，来战胜罪恶。
God also controls the circumstances around us.
第二点呢，神也会控制我们周围的环境。
1 Corinthians 10:13 is an important verse.
在哥林多前书十章十三节中，有句非常重要的经文。
Go ahead, read that.
Okay. 你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。上帝是信实的，并不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
Temptations are common.
因为我们知道试探是无处不在。
We all share the same kinds of temptations to sin.
我们每一个人都会遇到各种各样的试探。
God knows the limit of our endurance.
神知道我们所能忍受的。
He does not allow any temptation to exceed that.
他从来都不会让我们面对任何我们不能忍受的试探。
He knows us better than we know ourselves.
神比我们自己知道，比我们自己知道更多。
He knows exactly what we could resist and what not.
神确切知道什么试探我们是可以抵挡得住，什么是我们抵挡不住的。
And he never lets temptation get to the point where we cannot resist.
神从来也不会让试探大到让我们无法忍受。
God provides a way to get through temptation without sinning.
同样的，神也为我们提供一条出路，以至于在我们受试探的时候不至于犯罪。
He might not remove the temptation.
神也不至于，也许不会除去试探。
But he limits it and provides a way to endure through it without sinning.
但是神会控制它，帮助我们经历试探而不至于犯罪。
This is good news.
所以说这是好消息。
We are not left to battle against sin by ourselves.
我们并不孤独在外来跟罪来争战。
God has given in us what we need to stand firm.
神已经赐予我们来力量来抵挡试探。
He controls the situation around us that we not be overwhelmed.
神控制我们周围环境，以至于我们不至于抵挡不住。
But we still have a responsibility to work against sin ourselves.
但是，以邪恶的挣扎，就毕竟是我们自己的责任。
Our responsibility to work against sin in our lives can be broken down into three parts.
在我们生命当中，我们要肩负起以罪征战的责任来。当然，这个责任有三个方面。
These three parts are expressed well by Paul in his letter to the Ephesians.
这三位可以通过保罗写给以弗所人 所写的书信当中可以看到。
It's Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 to 24.
就是在第四章二十二到二十四节。
Would you read those verses?
Yep.家属我把以弗所书四章二十二到二十四节经文读一下，就要脱去你们以前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因为私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，亦要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着上帝的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Our responsibility is to put off the old self, to put on the new selfAnd to be renewed in the mind.
所以说，从这些经文当中，我们可以看到，我们责任就是脱去我们的旧人，穿上新人，并且在心智上有真理的仁义和圣洁。
He uses other terms for this elsewhere, such as fleeing sin and pursuing righteousness.
保罗在其他的经文当中也使用过不同的词汇，比如说远离罪啦，追求仁义。
But these used here are particularly helpful.
但是所有的这些所提到都是非常有用的。
The first part is the most obvious.
我们就说一下第一方面，那就是脱去旧人。
Stop sinning.
就是说不要犯罪。
Put off the old sinful practices which we had prior to coming to Jesus.
就是当我们来到耶稣面前的时候，我们要除去一切罪的行为。
We should actively avoid sin and the temptations which lead to sin.
我们应该主动地脱离罪恶和试探。
To flee sin means to head in the other direction.
远离罪，也就是说意味着我们应该向另外一个好的方向前进。
When you know that certain practices or certain places or activities give rise to temptation, flee those places or activities.
当你知道某些地方或者行为会产生诱惑的时候呢，那你就不要去那些地方和不要去做那些事情。
If you have trouble with what you see,Avoid those places or activities where such things could be seen.
同样的，如果说你不能完全控制你自己的时候呢，那就尽量要远远的避开那些地方和行为，免得自己犯罪。
If you have trouble with buying and eating the wrong food, don't shop when you're hungry.
所以说，如果说你不能抵制某些一些不好的食物的话，那就在你饥饿的时候，不要去买它。
Only shop with a list.
就是说买一些所必要的。
If necessary, shop with someone else.
如果有必要的话，就请你的朋友来一块帮你。
Guard your eyes and ears.
那就是说，管住你的眼睛和耳朵。
The things you listen to, the things you watch or read, can all be offering temptations which you do not need.
一些你所听到、你所看到的，或者你所读到的，都会给你造成一些不必要的诱惑。
Flee those things.
远离这些诱惑。
It is better to go without something and to be right with God.
在神面前，你应该是没有隐藏的。
Jesus said, "If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell."
在马太福音五章二十九节中，耶稣这样说道：若是你的右眼叫你跌倒，就挖出来丢掉，宁可缺取白体中的一体，不叫全身丢在地狱里。
Although Jesus spoke figuratively, he was serious about being drastic.
尽管在这，耶稣是通过比方来说明一道理，但是呢，他还是非常严肃。
Do what you need to do to flee sinful desires.
那就是做你应该所做的事情，来远离私欲的诱惑。
Trying to stop sinning is seldom enough.
第二点来说，就不要犯罪。第二点来说，就是说，要穿上新衣。
It is important that we replace sinful practices with righteous practices.
非常重要的就是我们要用义的行为来代替不义的行为。
Paul calls this putting on the new self.
在这，保罗叫他就是说穿上新人。
We should pursue righteousness.
我们应该追求仁义。
And there are examples in Ephesians chapter 4.
在以弗所书中四章中有一些例子。
Lying is replaced with truth-telling.
就是说说实话而不是撒谎。
Stealing is replaced with working and giving.
不能偷窃，应该亲手做正经事，把有余的分给那缺少。
Talk talk that tears people down is replaced with talk that builds them up.
污秽的言语不好说，而是应该说一些造就人的好话。
If you struggle with a specific sin, give prayerful thought to what the righteous counterpart would be.
如果说你一直在对某些罪恶一直在增长，那你应该做一个比较清醒的祷告，来弄清楚什么究竟是正确的。
We often see the Bible contrasting opposites.
在圣经中，我们经常读到一些做对比的经文。
Be quick to listen, slow to speak.
比如说，快快听，慢慢的说。
The fruit of the Spirit is contrasted with the works of the flesh.
在圣灵的果子也以情欲的事情做对比。
Find the righteous practice that should replace the sinful practice.
我们应该尽量找到一些那些义的行为，用它们来代替那些不义的行为。
The third part of our responsibility to fight against sin is to be renewed in the spirit of our minds.
第三责任来，我们来跟罪做征战，就是用全新的心智。
We do not want just behavioral modification.
我们我们不仅需要行为上的矫正。
We need changed hearts.
我们更需要一个全新的心。
Jesus said that out of the heart comes all the evil thoughts and actions which make a person unclean.
耶稣曾经说过，从人里面出来，那才能污秽人。
Trying only to change our behavior does not change the heart.
只是想努力地改变我们的行为，不会改变我们的心。
When we come to God through Jesus Christ, He removes our hard heart and gives us a soft heart.
当我们通过耶稣来到神面前，神就去除我们那颗硬的心，给我们一颗柔软的心。
Then He begins to shape that pliable heart.
然后呢，神就开始做工，重新塑造我们那颗柔软的心。
This change is a work of God.
这是神的工，使我们的心智发生改变。
To the Romans, Paul wrote, "Be transformed by the renewing of your minds."
保罗曾经给罗马人说过，只有改变人的心智，才能改变一个人的行为。
The change which should occur in our lives comes about when God changes our hearts and the way we think.
只有当神做工改变我们的心和改变我们意念的时候，这样我们的生命、我们的行为才会发生改变。
God works this change by His Spirit using His Word.
神是通过圣灵对他的话语的应用来做工的。
In Ephesians 4, there are also examples of this.
在以弗所书中四章中也有很多这样的例子。
For example, don't lie, but tell the truth because we are members of one another.
比如说我们要弃绝谎言，因为我们是互相为肢体。
When warning against sexual immorality in 1 Corinthians 6, Paul asked, don't you know that your bodies are members of Christ himself?
在哥林多前书六章中，保罗曾经警告我们不要淫乱的时候，他说，岂不知你们身体是基督的肢体吗？
That which God has taught in His Word is the basis for changed behavior.
所以神所教导我们的言语，是我们行为更新的基础。
What God has revealed is the tool which He uses by His Spirit to renew our minds.
神在圣经中所意识的，就是神的圣灵所使用的工具，通过他们来改变我们的心智。
Flee evil desires.
我们应该远离恶的私欲。
Put off the old self.
脱去旧人。
Put on the new self.
穿上新人。
Pursue righteousness.
追求仁义。
Be renewed in our hearts and minds.
并且拥有一个全新的头脑和心智。
Think differently so that we might live differently.
只有改变我们的想法，这样我们才有可能有全新的生命。
Living a transformed life is an excellent goal.
过得胜的生活是我们所要的目标。
We should want to draw near to God.
我们应该要靠近神。
And that requires forsaking sin.
也就要求我们应该抛弃罪。
If we fail to forsake sin, there are consequences.
如果我们不弃绝罪，那是有后果的。
We are warned in Galatians 6 verse 7, a man reaps what he sows.
我们在加拉太书中曾经被警告过，那就是说，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
This is the extra part. John also warns us in 1 John chapter 2, verse 28.
约翰也在约翰一书中警告过我们。
Could you read that?
我把第约翰一书第二章28节中经文读一下。小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于羞愧惭愧。
We might be tempted to sin in order to avoid shame before men. This is actually...
Okay, I'm sorry.
You won't find it.
Okay, can you repeat again?
You might be tempted to sin in order to avoid shame before men.
所以说, 我们应该要远离罪恶。 Sorry, I didn't really get it.
We might be tempted to sin.
Yeah.
In order not to be shamed.
Okay. 所以说就是说, 我们要应该远离诱惑,这样呢,当神来的时候,我们不至于感到羞愧。
We tell a lie.
我们有的时候会说谎。
So that we don't look bad.
以至于这样我们不至于会,当我们说谎的时候呢,我们会看得会我们是坏人。
Someone may steal nice clothes.
有些人也许会偷一件好的衣服。
Because they want to dress nice.
因为他们想穿得好一点，穿得好看一点。They
want to look nice to people.
他们让他们其他人看来，看起来他们也觉得不错。But
someday we'll stand before Jesus.
但是有一天我们会在神面前。And
then we'll be shamed before Jesus.
在那时候你会感到羞愧，因为在神面前。So
the question is, before whom do we want to be shamed?
所以说最重要的问题是。 我们应该问，在神面前，我们应该感到羞愧，在谁面前
？Do I want to suffer shame before another person？
我们是否应该在一个普通人面前感到羞愧
？Or do I want to stand before God and be ashamed？
还是我们在神面前，让我们感到惭愧，那个是最重要的，更重要的
？We should think to the future。
我们应该想不将来
？We do not want to be ashamed before God。
我们不希望我们当神来的时候，我们感会感到惭愧。
Okay, now I'll forget. Okay. Children of God can also expect God's discipline.
神的子女们也可以期盼神的管教。The
Lord disciplines those He loves.
因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打他所收纳的儿子。God
will bring what is necessary into our lives to cause us to grow spiritually.
神会在我们身上做必要的工，以至于我们的灵命会成长。If
there's no discipline, then our relationship to God as children is brought into question.
如果没有管教的话，那我们与神这父与子的关系就有问题了。Hebrews
12 verse 8 says, "If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons."
在希伯来书十二章八节中这样写道：“你们若不受管教， 就是狮子而不是儿子。”John
wrote, "No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him."
约翰写道：“凡犯罪的，是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。”We
are making a dangerous statement if we continue down a path of sinful living.
如果我们继续过我们私欲的生活的话，那我们就是在神面前做一个非常危险的决定。Our
fellowship with God is hindered by sin.
罪同样会阻挡我们与神的和好。We
should want clear fellowship with our Heavenly Father.
我们应该时刻追求与天父的一个纯洁的关系。When
we sin, and we do sin, then we should confess our sin.
每当我们犯罪，但我们有的时候难免是犯罪，但是最重要的是我们应该要悔改。Ask
forgiveness in Christ for our sin.
在耶稣里面寻求他的赦免。Then
turn from sin and pursue righteousness.
然后呢，我们应该弃绝罪恶，寻找仁义。And
let God change us, starting with our minds and hearts, as His Word takes root and produces fruit in us.
让我们敞开我们心扉，让神来做工，让神的话语占据我们的心灵，结出圣灵的果子。God
has begun a good work in us and will carry it on to completion until Christ returns.
神已经在我们身上开始做工了，他一直会做。 一直等，会等到耶稣再来那一天。